This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Here for hour number two. We do 3 hours of radio every night, 365 days a year, because we love it. And this is an open show, open phone show. That means you can call in if you don't like what we're talking about. And lately, we've been talking about a woman who allegedly died of a marijuana overdose, according to St. John the Baptist Parish Coroner Christy Montagan. I guess that's how her name is pronounced. And we are all skeptical, as are people in lots of other government agencies, which is refreshing to hear that they're actually looking at this with the same skepticism we are. But I do want to tell you about CryptoWire. CryptoWire is pretty dang cool. We use it here at Free Talk Live. Are you trying to reach What's that?
Why are we using it?
Because it's effective. Are you trying to reach the crypto market? Or perhaps you want to spread mass awareness of your crypto technology? Either way, you need a communications company that specializes in the field, leveraging 35 different brands, part of the Investor Brand Network, and more than 5,000 downstream distribution partners. Cryptocurrency Wire combines the power of specialization with mass market reach. With their help, you can start connecting with crypto-friendly journalists and more than 1.6 million followers. Their commitment is to get the most eyes possible on your big news while it's fresh. Domestic, international, they can reach 56 different countries and also have translation services available. Even if your company is an important, relevant news maker, you need someone that specializes in the field to get your message heard. CryptoCurrencyWire.com. We've used them here at Free Talk Live. That's CryptoCurrencyWire.com. So back to this insane story. Again, Christy Montagu, who is the coroner in St. John the Baptist Parish, made this allegation. We've got people with, you know, the White House, people from the National Drug Control Policy Offices. These are not people that I would expect to agree with me on something like marijuana or intoxication or death by something that everybody seems to feel is a relatively safe drug. They have not attributed at the federal level a single death due to tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, the ingredient in marijuana that gets you high. And
they're trying hard to change that, but they're going to have to show me more on this case.
Yeah, and it's...
But partially that's due to my ignorance. I don't know what a safe blood level of THC is. I just know we've never found the fatally unsafe one.
Listen. Right. Even if it can kill people,
it's still a one in a million.
It's insignificant. It's not something to worry about.
Right.
You are so much more likely to get killed in some other way than smoking marijuana.
Yeah. It's just, I would be so sad if we had to go from zero to one death. I mean, I would still...
It's not going to make a difference.
You know, I would still put up a parody of the marijuana sign, clicking over from zero to one deaths with aspirin below it at millions and you know,
right?
I called this Incis, I think is the name of the company, and maybe I mispronounced it because this company was a cesspool, and these people were peddlers of fentanyl. Okay. And they just got convicted.
Yes.
Well, I remember, and I looked it up. It was the same company that I called 6 months ago to complain because they had donated $500,000 to keep marijuana illegal in some state. And I was mad at them. And I asked them at the time, are you afraid of losing market share? Because opiate deaths do drop by 25% when marijuana is legalized. And, of course, they got huffy and hung up on me. Right. And I lot in the stream of things that I want to take umbrage to and you know, tilt against, I lost track of it.
Yeah, I was going to pull up a book I would highly recommend if anybody is interested in one of the ways, in some of the ways that they're finding out how effective medically assisted treatment is in treating opioid addiction. The book is called Dope Sick, Dealers, Doctors, and the Drug Company That Addicted America. It's by Beth Macy. I just finished
this. They should
this.
Have asked me, because one of the reasons that I was selling weed was because some of my profit was going so that when people said, hey, man, I'm trying to kick heroin and it's killing me, I could say, here, smoke some weed with me.
Yeah.
Okay? And come back anytime and smoke with me for free. And if I know you're trying to kick, I will smoke with you.
Right.
And, you know, they should have asked me.
I hope that we... The thing is, and this is why this story infuriates me, it is an effort by some people to paint marijuana as something it is not. You know, people have been, you know, you've read this headline, or somebody you know has said it, you know, it's just a plant. It grows. You don't even have to try to grow pot. You throw some seeds down and half of them are going to accidentally grow on their own. It's that easy to grow. It really is. But
it's natural. It's always been a part of human life.
It has, but we're still reverting back to the same tired trope that started in the 1930s, that God forbid if you smoke marijuana, you're going to want to date jazz musicians and have sex with, quote, Negroes, unquote. And I say, quote,
and I'll tell
because
you,
that was a quote that was introduced into the federal record when these idiots were testifying in the 30s before Congress.
And I'll tell you what, from July 8th of 1987, which was my sobriety date, until I decided to smoke weed again, you know, after I turned 40, which was in 2009, I never stopped wanting to have sex with Negroes and jazz musicians in some cases. I mean, not all of them, but some of them, it never changes. It has nothing to do with the weed. There's just cute people out there of all races and musical tastes.
We're going to go to the phones where we've got Stone calling in from New Hampshire. Stone, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, I just wanted to call in and discuss the festivities that were coming up in I guess just over a week, right?
The Fest?
Fork Fest?
We have
forks to the Fork Fest fork.
You guys, met you guys, so we've spent time. You probably remember me, I would hope. But I was going to talk about Fork Fest. It's
is
amazing.
Is this Stone?
Yes.
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
But so it's one of the most unique places. It's like the way of the future, hopefully, is what I would hope. The electric unicycle is something that I've been riding at the past few festivals. Is one of the unique things that you don't really see anywhere else. Nowhere else I've been have I seen so many electric unicycle riders. Also the Segway type, the smaller Segways. I mean, just wanted to comment that it's... you know, it's exciting. Look forward to seeing you all and let everyone know it's an amazing time, the way of the future.
Do you sell these unicycle things?
What? Sorry,
Rich is asking if you sell them. Can you provide Rich
unicycle?
With a place to get an electric unicycle?
Well, that's funny you say that, because I had the solo wheel. Actually, no, I had a swag roller was the first one I had, and that cost like about $800 or $900, I think. Or no, that one cost $300. And
okay.
Then I brought that.
Objection, non-responsive.
you want me to say less words? Is that right?
No, that's cool. So are people actually using these things on the sidewalks and things like that in bigger cities, or is this sort of still kind of a real niche thing?
That's what I'm saying. It's relatively a niche thing. if most places, like a lot of cities have the scooters, which is kind of like a really inferior sort of product.
Right.
So like I said, the Swag Roller, my first electric unicycle, it was actually had two wheels, but they rolled together, a little more stable than the unicycle, but it only went about 10 miles per hour, so I've upgraded. The one I've got now goes about 25 miles per hour.
We're running out of outro.
Well, very cool. Hey, Stone, thanks for the call.
If you bring one for rent, I'll take it.
We hope to see you up at Porkfest or at Forkfest. 855 450 free. We're going to get back into the tail end of this story, but it's interesting where they estimate how many marijuana cigarettes it'll take to kill you.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. It's me in studio, Chris.
Chris number one.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
There we go. So you get three of us in our second hour tonight.
Three hosts in one.
Our second segment of our second hour. So we've been talking about this insanity coming out of Louisiana, which is basically trying to allege, according to one coroner, that a woman died from marijuana THC ingestion, and she has all sorts of theories like how she was getting this. She says it was likely through a vaping device with highly concentrated THC oil. It talks about impairment numbers, which are simply made up, and they go on to talk about a couple things here. While there's not a specific threshold considered by experts to be a lethal dose, based on his research, LaFole, who's a specialist I talked about earlier in the article, estimates that any threshold would likely fall between 100 and 1,000 times higher than the THC level found in the LaPlace woman's blood.
Past, you were right. It was an insignificant dosage.
Yeah. Past estimates have suggested that a person would need to smoke more than how many joints to reach a potentially lethal toxicity.
91?
Chris, you have one guess.
I have no idea. 1,000?
Higher.
I think you would have to roll a single joint the size of a telephone pole and strap your face to it while you passed out.
Rich Paul, I am looking for a number of joints. What is your guess? We have 1,000. I said that was low.
I would say 20,000.
I don't know how you do this. Past estimates have suggested that a person would need to smoke more than 20,000 joints to reach a potentially lethal THC
toxicity. Did you know that in advance before you gave the answer?
Rich knows lots of things.
I don't know what's floating around in my brain or where it came from. All I do is take pieces of information and synthesize them, and I'm trying to build a worldview out of this, and the world is trying to kill me. So
there may have been an input along the way that you may have heard that number before.
I may well have heard it. God, yeah. I've been on hundreds of shows. Somebody may have said it to
me. Right.
You know, but, you know, I try to look up sources at the time so I remember the right numbers.
In either case, you did guess the number that at least this article uses. Still, there's no way to be sure how much THC was in the woman's system when she died, LaFole said. By the time an autopsy was done, the THC concentration, which falls quickly, had certainly gone down. Marijuana continues to have a Schedule I designation by the federal level, meaning it has no, quote, current accepted medical use, unquote, according to the federal government, even though numerous states have moved to legalize it for medicinal uses or for recreation. Louisiana has recently taken steps towards allowing marijuana for medicinal uses, starting after former Governor Bobby Jindal signed a bill in 2015 which created a framework for distribution of medical marijuana. So,
in honesty, I think I need to correct that one thing, though. My first guess was 91, and that was wrong. But I remembered that from somewhere else. That was this dude I know who claimed to have smoked 91 joints, and he didn't die. And I couldn't attest that he'd smoked that many joints, but he did look pretty lively to me, so I'm certain he didn't die.
There you go. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Dave calling in from New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Dave. Hi, this Dave. Is what's Hudson. Up?
Dave's not here.
Hudson, Hudson Valley guy, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what's up tonight?
I need help paying my rent.
Rich? Chris?
Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares. Well,
there you go. That's your first answer. What else can we do for you?
I need help paying my rent because my rent went up an extra $6, and I really, you know, I've been trying to reach out to different people for help, like doctors, nurses, and other.
Well, here's what I suggest you do, bro. Have you ever read the Second Treatise on Government by John Locke?
No, I haven't.
Go read chapter 5 of that. Could you?
It talks
about your right to homestead land. Okay? And you're
Tell me to read.
Could you mute him?
Hold on.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dave. So Rich offered you some advice by reading this book. You may find some ways that will help you with your rent. Are you still there?
I need someone to send me cash, either $6 a month or $42.
I don't care. Call someone who does.
Right. Dave, you're not going to get a handout here.
Let's drop this guy.
You might want to take a look at a homeless shelter if you can't afford your rent. Why don't you get a job?
Why don't you do something useful?
I don't think he's capable of
have time
a job
to waste calling us.
This is not
the kind of person who's capable of those things.
Hold on, Dave, are you working right now?
I have signs all over my car windows that says, unemployed, please hire me. I go out every day hoping somebody will take a look at my car and call me up and say, oh, hey,
Where are you?
Upstate New York.
Upstate New York? Go someplace else.
You know, Dave, the first thing you probably want to do is remove the word unemployed because it doesn't have a good connotation. There's a reason you're unemployed.
Yeah.
And
and putting signs on your car makes you look like the bum. There are ways to do these things, you know. What do the illegal aliens do? They go hang out at the Home Depot.
And they dress for work. Listen.
Hey, how about you listen to me?
You called into my show. My host doesn't know how to mute you, but that's okay.
Oh, he's muted.
I know how to mute you.
All right, Dave, you're still there. We don't have any advice.
And you keep interrupting me.
We're not going to send you money. I support all sorts of causes.
Maybe somebody else will.
Tell me why you're of value to me, and I'll tell you how much I value you.
Hold on, let's do this. Let's give Dave 30 seconds to sell why random people should send Dave from Poughkeepsie. Is that correct?
Are you picking your toes in Poughkeepsie?
Okay, you got 30 seconds.
I have signs all over my car windows that says, unemployed, please hire me.
That's not how you do it.
This is not how the game's played.
That's not how you do it.
Dave.
Find out how you do it and do it that way.
Hold on. I had to mute him again. Dave, when you come back, I'm going to start the clock. You got 30 seconds to explain why anybody should send you anything. On your mark, get set, go. Okay, well, some people don't want to work hard for a living.
Wow. If he had told us a joke, I would have sent him a dollar and paid in
Bitcoin. I know,
Bitcoin
he would have
something.
Provided something
well,
of
Bitcoin
value.
Cash, I can't afford Bitcoin. That would be extravagant for
me. Oh, my gosh. that guy has been calling in for years. Years and years and years.
And he's been asking for money for years and years and years and talking about how he doesn't have any money and he can't afford his rent and all this other stuff. I assume he's just a troll,
but he is kind of funny.
One would hope, but
I hope he is. I'd like to think that he's just playing the socialist.
I'm a little skeptical.
855-450-FREE. Trump is such a fan of the Second Amendment and such a staunch defender, he wants to make another gun device illegal. We're going to talk about that. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is telling Mexico it can avoid tariffs by purchasing egg products from the U.S. Trump's 5% tariffs are scheduled to start on Monday. All that being said, the president does believe there's a good chance he can reach a deal with Mexico. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News this is not an unprecedented situation on our border.
If you look back in 2004 when the Minutemen Project started in Naco, Arizona, that was ground zero for illegal immigration. Once the Mexican government found out that all of these images were going to be released, they sent the Mexican military to the border. This is not an unprecedented issue.
The man accused of attempting to set St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan on fire is pleading not guilty. The 37-year-old was arrested in April after being found with gas cans, lighter fluid, and lighters in the cathedral. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about Edge Wallet. Edge Wallet is a cryptocurrency wallet. It is made for iOS and a version for Android. You can buy, sell, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled, so you own and you control your money. There's support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, many, many more. This is a veteran team that's been building since 2014, and they want to help you secure your freedom. You can find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app. In studio, it's Chris and Rich, or Chris 1 and Nobody, as these guys are introducing themselves.
Or possibly Chris 98, Chris XP, and the artist formerly known as Rich Paul.
How about,
our names are legion.
How about Chris 2.6 or 2.4 or something like that, or even earlier?
Oh, I'm like Rich Paul 5.0. I was like a nerd, and then I was a pot dealer, and then I was a recovering addict, and then I was a Well, there was some cocaine in between. You don't go straight from pot dealer to addict, but and a lot of alcohol also. I loved alcohol when I was a kid, and alcohol doesn't make me smarter. And kids, I make light of cocaine and alcohol use, but those two are dangerous drugs. And you know, I'm not gonna lie to you about weed, but I'm not gonna lie to you about cocaine and or alcohol either. And those are bad drugs. That's why the producers don't want weed legal.
Yeah. You know what else is bad? When your president continues to violate the Constitution, it looks like he's going to do it yet again. But fortunately, this time we don't have Obama in office, so we don't have to worry about them coming after our guns or anything like that, right?
Well, except silencers are next because one of those was used and the news highlighted it.
That's right. We did have a shooting that involved a silencer. Trump says he's seriously looking at banning gun silencers, according to. This comes to us from Bloomberg. President Donald Trump says he's seriously going to take a look at banning gun silencers after last week's mass shooting in Virginia.
Aren't gun silencers, you can make gun silencers out of like your hand or something like that, right? Like,
wouldn't want to use your hand. Can use a potato, a 2-liter bottle.
Does that mean like, you know, potatoes are illegal now or going to be illegal?
Probably
and pretty much
only,
anything that can go around the barrel.
Once it's affixed to the barrel if previous gun law is going to apply. So you would have to do something to the potato to make it affixable to the barrel. So if once you've stuck a potato on your gun, you have to discard that potato and select a new one. And if you're going to carry potatoes in your car with your gun, you might want to carry some olive oil and a camp stove. Okay, because then you have all the fixings to go out and shoot some pheasant and make yourself.
Okay, I'm going to throw off the whole thing you're painting here and saying you should also have condoms.
You should always have condoms, bro.
Right. But hear me out. When you are in danger of getting something in the barrel of the gun, a condom is a very easy thing to slip over the end of your rifle and protect it. So if you're out in the woods and it's raining, condom's a good thing to have. I know.
So if your rifle's into potato sex, please use a condom.
But yes, you could place a condom over your barrel and then slide it into a potato, and now you have a silencer. Another thing
that
they make.
You made that sound so sexy.
This is a real thing, they've been trying to get these banned, but it's basically a coupling device that will screw onto the end of like an AR-15 standard thread in there, and then on the other end it has the standard threading of a oil filter, and this is a filter silencer. The idea that you could use a oil filter or a fuel filter, fill it up with a little bit of oil, and that will deaden the sound as it goes out.
And technological things like that can make a huge difference in quality of life, because I didn't walk around wearing hearing protection when I carried a 357, which I did for 12 years, and if I had had to shoot in self-defense, I might well have lost my hearing even worse than I have. One of the reasons I love being on radio is it's the only time I can hear you clearly.
Right.
And so I don't want that any, and partially that's from firing guns without hearing protection, shooting in the woods. So silencers might have saved a big hunk of my hearing.
And there have been bills before Congress to enact a safe, basically, a law that would remove. So let's talk about the legality of silencers.
And there's no such thing as a silencer. Let's stop using this word. It's
suppressor.
A suppressor. It makes it less nerve-deadeningly loud.
Right.
What about an amplifier or something that modifies this noise but doesn't actually lower it?
Possible, but where we are today, you can legally own, you can buy and own a suppressor for, you know, a handgun, for a rifle, doesn't matter.
Depending on the state, right?
They can legally be made. These are covered under the National Firearms Act that was passed in 1933, 1934, back in the 30s, but they added this as a taxable item. So they couldn't just outlaw these
things.
And
by taxable item, you don't just mean they made it more expensive. You have to buy a tax stamp for $200, right?
That's exactly correct. So you can go and apply to purchase a suppressor.
The power to tax is the power to destroy.
Right. But they realized that was the only way they could get around the Second Amendment was to call this thing a tax. So if you pay the $200 tax and receive the stamp, then you can wait about 6 months until all the paperwork's done at BATFE, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, and you will finally be able to go to the gun shop and pick up your suppressor.
Taxation is theft, and requiring a tax on guns is theft of your Second Amendment
right. Does it actually say you have to get a tax stamp back, or does it just say you have to pay for the tax stamp?
You will receive
it. You have to change your address with them. They have to track where it is all the time. It's treated like a machine gun.
It is a physical stamp, if that's your question. It's a stamp.
And does anybody sell counterfeits?
That's a good question. I'm going to get into this story.
Oh, ain't nobody got time for that. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Here's what Trump says, quote, "Well, I'd like to think about it," unquote, Trump said in an interview with Piers Morgan on ITV's Good Morning Britain. Quote, I'm going to seriously look at that, unquote. While Trump said he didn't, quote, love, unquote, the idea of a ban, he was also unhappy to see the frequency and severity of mass shootings in the U.S. So, quick, somebody name me another mass shooting that involved a suppressor on a rifle or a handgun.
Isn't this the first?
Anyone?
I have never heard of it before.
Yeah, I think for a mass shooting, this probably occurs as frequently as attacks with bump stocks.
Why would you need
Which happened exactly once.
Why would you need a suppressor on a mass shooting? You're shooting up, presumably, some sort of room full of people.
And your intent is to terrorize.
Right.
It's certainly not to save anybody's hearing.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a big question as to, except tinnitus is really painful when it happens.
Watch Archer if you
want to understand what happens when you shoot a gun in a closed room,
right,
and then consider that it's actually hurting you, which makes it a lot worse.
Right.
Was it actually used, or did they just have it, or what's the story behind it?
So I have not followed this story. I didn't look into it real closely when it occurred, but a guy went into a municipal office down in somewhere close to Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
He went in. He was an employee of the town or the city. He went in with a suppressed rifle or a suppressed handgun, and he began killing people. I guess maybe his thought was, I can go longer if nobody hears that I'm shooting and I'll be able to kill more people. I don't know.
Would have given it away?
Well, these things don't silence. They suppress. They're still loud.
Absolutely. 855-453. What do you think? Should Donald Trump just basically ban guns one part at a time till we get the whole thing done? I want to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can call in and join the fun. We've been talking about Trump, this staunch defender of your Second Amendment protected rights, is looking to ban gun silencers because, my God, one of those was used in a mass shooting. And the three
Wrong.
Of us have been...
You're fake news, Mr. Trump.
Well, we've been racking our brain trying to come up with another example of a silencer or suppressor. To be more accurate, suppressor has been used in any kind of mass shooting or even a murder. They're
I'm sure they call things mass shootings that they wouldn't have called mass shootings 20 years ago. That's how they make it appear like there are more mass shootings than there used to be. It's down to like four people.
Yeah, they keep lowering the number. In this case, I think there's been 12 people that had died, and I'm going to go ahead and concede that I'm going to call that a mass shooting. Somebody walks into a workplace.
Oh, yeah, that was absolutely it.
And shoots 12 people dead.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, okay, you've met at least my threshold.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, and this is why I do believe that we should disarm the bureaucrats and disarm the police, because they are the most likely to wrongly kill somebody out there. There is no group out there more demographically likely to. Also, 40% spousal abuse rate. Can't point that out enough.
No, you can't. We're going to go to Vernon in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
So I just wanted to point out what I heard, the reason he used a silencer. So he had worked there for many, many years, not sure how many, and he was intimately familiar with the workplace. And they said that he used the silencer so that he wouldn't tip off other people that the shooting was going on, and he was able to maximize the amount of kills he was able to have because he used the silencer, and that's why it went to up to three floors, I think. And so I think you all were asking in the last segment,
what happened,
and that's what I heard. So
you may be correct, but what I don't understand how this happened in the first place, because I also read that this is a gun-free zone. Well, I mean, aren't guns automatically rendered
useless?
Let's put this in perspective. The reason for the right to keep and bear arms is so we can resist the government if we have to. Now, if you look at Nazi Germany, they were a nation of 60 million people at the outset of World War II. Let's say they killed 12 million in the Holocaust. Okay, and that's 20%. So we're a nation of 300 million people, and so 20% of that would be 150 million?
You know, I'm okay with them taking away my gun rights as long as they don't take away my tank rights.
And anti-aircraft guns. We need anti-aircraft guns, right, because these mad idiots have planes.
Exactly.
So y'all, I know y'all are advocates of gun rights, but I'm still trying to wrap my head around this silencer. So let's just say that as human beings, what good is it to or not to have those silencers? The only two facts I think y'all have said tonight was that it's your right, it's your freedom, and it doesn't hurt your hearing. I mean, are there any other reasons?
Those are really good reasons. The hearing thing is like one of the best reasons.
And that's the one that I'll step back to. The Boy Scouts have been trying for years to get this law passed for safe hearing because they want to put them on the little 22s that they go out and teach riflery. They want these things. It's a good thing to protect your hearing.
I mean, you're not going to open carry and have a silencer on the end of your gun, right?
Why not? They'll save everybody else's hearing too when you shoot it.
I was thinking about that. I would love to have a gun with a built-in silencer.
And they do make such a threat.
You're not going to take the time if you're under threat to actually put a silencer on and then start defending yourself, correct?
That's why I'd like to have a gun with a built-in silencer.
Right. So let me put it this way. What is it about a silencer that makes a gun more deadly? I'm asking you.
I guess going back to what happened with this mass shooting, nobody else could really hear it going on.
Have you ever been in a room when a suppressed weapon was fired?
I have not.
Okay, so
it shows. Go try it.
Yeah. So,
okay,
so what?
Can you hear between floors? If I was on the third floor, would I hear it on the first floor?
No. Would you hear a knife?
They're much quieter.
Yeah. Honestly,
I'm not advocating that it should or shouldn't be banned. I'm simply trying to understand your reasoning for not wanting it to be banned.
Okay. So this is it, and what it comes down to. For me, it's not a gun issue because a silencer or a suppressor is not a gun. It is not a firearm. I'm not saying it shouldn't that there shouldn't be some regulations about them as laid out in. I'm saying that 1934 was the mistake when they even included it. It's like saying that a hand grip, piece of plastic that you attach to a rifle, is a gun, and therefore the government must regulate it. I'm saying that there should be no regulation to it. So first of all, as somebody who has also lost a lot of my hearing, and that was from pulling triggers in the military, there is a good reason to suppress these things. And it makes it safer for hunters. It makes it safer for anybody. And it's simply one of those things. It's like saying Trump is going to outlaw vanilla ice cream. It makes as much sense to me as outlawing a suppressor for a weapon.
Well, thank you. I wanted to know as a tool how the silencer, besides the freedom argument, besides the hearing, how the tool of the silencer helps, with gun rights. I don't know and I don't care.
What I do know is that laws of prohibition are designed to make more felons so they can strip us of our gun rights completely. They did it to me to a whole lot of hippies and to a whole lot of black folks with
the war on drugs.
That's because I don't care about the answer to your question. So I'm telling you what is important. And, you don't like my opinion, that's okay.
I'm not sure. I think what he was looking for is outside of your right to keep and bear arms and outside of keeping you from losing your hearing, what possible reason would a silencer make sense to own, a suppressor?
Well, other than that, how is the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
that's,
you know, sometimes, what more do you need?
Yeah, I know. That's sort of the point. It's what more do you want? And you can't tell me that because one guy used one of these in a mass shooting, that there's some epidemic, that these things are a hazard. They're being used. Every mass killing in the last 18 years has been used by a suppressor. That's not true. It's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
It's like the bump stock ban. Bump stocks got used once because responsible gun owners saw what it was, which was a novelty item.
I can only remember one case where a silencer of any sort was used. It was a 2-liter bottle. It was used by a nervous husband who wanted to kill his wife and her lover and thought that the suppressor would prevent her lover from awakening when he shot her. Well, of course this didn't work.
Right.
I mean, he got the guy anyway. He had the drop on him. You can't beat the element of surprise very often. But
the reality is most people's awareness of suppressors, and they think silencer. That's the word. Yeah. The press is using it. They get it from Hollywood.
How are they defining the, I don't know if they use the word silencer or silent suppressor or whatever, but what is that, how is that defined in the law? I mean, what is that? Because can you make a gun out of a material that does the same thing, but it's not, because it's not attached to it, it's not a silencer, or?
Right.
Yeah, like, what if the design of your gun just saves people's hearing? Is that the whole gun going to be illegal?
It's a good question. You'd have to go back to the National Firearms Act of 1933-34 and read it, because that's where it's codified. Now, the problem is we have bureaucrats that are actually writing our laws for us.
Yeah.
So somebody said, well, we need to address the question of suppressors because, you know, the law we wrote back in the 30s, that isn't really accurate, so come up with some guidelines, come up with some regulations that everybody now has to follow, even though they were written by people who were never elected, have no power to create a law, but they have the power, but not the true authority. Authority, that's a good point. But that's how we end up with this stuff. And, you know, there were 3 or 4 times when bump stocks went before the ATF because the manufacturer of bump stocks was going, am I doing something illegal? And they kept coming back to him saying, nope, this is not a machine gun. This is just a thing. Yeah.
And every one of those laws give them the opportunity to make good people into felons and then persecute them for the rest of their life every time they pick up a tool.
So the 250,000 people or so that actually bought bump stocks on one day went from being law-abiding citizens to being potential felons. That's
welcome to the club, boys.
Exactly. 855, 450, free.
And girls.
We are going to continue to get into Trump's latest craziness and his actions against the Second Amendment. And we want to hear from you and what's interesting to you. 855, 450, free. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.